Dale Kostosik, 8152 South 59th Street. It took a lot of courage for me to come up here, but, and I haven't been to a lot of the meetings, so I hope I don't overstep a little bit, but here's how I see this. Many years ago, City Franklin officials signed papers that allowed a company to harm their own citizens' properties, resulting in the company's monetary gain and our loss. These are the same citizens that they took office to protect and serve. Point blank, the Franklin, City of Franklin, threw us under the bus. It's time for the City of Franklin to take ownership and make this right. Bottom line, while I don't know this for sure, but it seems like it's pretty hard to enforce compliance that will protect us unless clear boundaries are established with strict residential neighborhood maximums that ensure the integrity of our homes and monitor them consistently. By letting Payne and Dolan continue as they have been, it's no different than you allowing a private company to steal from our 401k retirement funds, because that is what our home is to us. So I'm hoping that you guys are all taking this seriously and just going to take some ownership.
Could you give Judy or Ms. Mills that microphone so you could
sure.
I just would like to respond because a couple new faces. I want to repeat what I've said in past meetings, that the quarry monitoring committee is made up of two aldermanic reps, and it always takes four votes to get something through on the council. And then there are three citizen members, one who is not here this evening, and it is a recommending body to the council. So while we can take this as seriously as we possibly can, the power lies with the four votes on the Common Council.
In response to when you said there was a procedure for getting on this committee, et cetera, is there any procedure in place for people that are on all these committees, not just this committee, who never show up? Because Andy hardly ever comes, and I would think that he would have been taken off and that there would have word would have gone out that you needed another committee member, because he rarely he rarely shows up. Is there a procedure on the books that if you miss so many meetings, you're off the committee?
No, the answer is no, and it's a mayoral appointment, so the mayor would have the discretion to remove someone from a committee. And Andrew really hasn't missed that many meetings. It's Easter break, and he does have young children.
He's missed a lot of meetings. A lot of meetings. I think that Stantec should report directly to this committee. I don't know who they're reporting to, but a lot of times you don't know answers to questions. And Stantec has reported to the quarry, or they reported to the mayor. I don't know who they're reporting to, but they're not reporting to you, or they're reporting to Joe, but they're not. That information isn't getting to you. And so I think there should be a hierarchy.
That procedure was changed recently. They are sending the chair emails, and they did send the one about the survey. I just was busy with other things. I saw the email come in regarding putting the blasting monitors in the ground. He'd read it. I hadn't read it fully, and I didn't want to give any misinformation, but those procedures have changed.
And the last lady that got up and spoke, very eloquently, but I think that a very clear statement has to go out, published in that newspaper that we get, that newsletter, but that PDD was written by whoever was mayor in the Common Council. They wrote that up, and they did throw everybody that lives around the quarry under the bus. And they always try to blame it on the state or the federal government, saying, well, they regulate these things. That's a I mean, they regulate some things, but basically, Franklin has total control, basically, over that quarry, and they choose to inflict this on the people who live around the quarry. It's not the federal government, it's not the state, and so they need to take credit for where credit is due, that they're the ones that are screwing their own taxpayers.
Judy, you know that the state levels.
This is where I, because people are so suspicious of what the city of Franklin does, that I think that outside attorney needs to be hired to look over that PDD and to decide how fair it is, how realistic it is, what needs to be changed in it, and then make recommendations based on what an outside source says, not what Jesse says, because Jesse wrote that PDD. So he's going to defend it rather than, or he was involved in it, and he's been defending it ever since. He hasn't found anything wrong with it so far, as long as I've lived in this district. So I don't see why he would find anything wrong with it now. I think that to find out how fair, what you can do with it, whatever, I think, and since Mayor Olson said you had the authority and it was in the budget to take the bull by the horn, I think you should take advantage of that and hire somebody from the outside that knows how to do this, and they should look at that. And then if you're happy with Stantec, fine, but they seem to be working in conjunction with the quarry. They tell the quarry when they're coming. Maybe we need to get a new company there. Then as far as determining the center line of 51st Street and the center line of Drexel, once that is determined, I think that because this has been such a problem, that you should place non-rusting poles, big ones that you can see, all the way around the quarry, marking that border, and then take some kind of, maybe the kind of yellow tape police use or something that's bright, and wrap it around those poles all the way around the quarry so that people can see where that border is, so that anybody who goes into the quarry to look and after these measurements are taken from the center lines, that they know, I mean, that you don't have to remeasure, you don't have to guess where these borders are, because measuring does no good if you don't mark where that border is. So I think that all the way around that quarry, there should be non-rusting poles put in, and high ones. I also think that the quarry should not be able to allow greenery and things to grow up and hide those poles, so they can by accident go over their boundary again, that they should be responsible for cutting down any greenery so that if you drive by that area, you can always see those poles and the tape connecting them, or wire connecting, whatever's connecting them. And anybody that goes into that quarry to inspect can see those poles and the connecting tape. And you'll know exactly where the border is. And then the quarry can't say, oops, made a mistake, because they know where those poles are. I also think that because these people who've lived near the quarry have suffered for so long, that they should be asked if they have any other suggestions on what, I mean, they've made suggestions along the way, but things that they would like to see enacted, as long as Mayor Olson has given you the authority to go ahead and do some of these things, things that should be brought to the Common Council and proposed. And I would also like to point out, because people have brought this up, people have brought up that the quarry sponsors the 4th of July, or just sub-sponsoring this 4th of July celebration, and they've purchased a couple tables and chairs and bookcases for a room in the library, as if that's a reason to not take action against them for what they're doing to the taxpayers who are suffering from all these blasts. And the two have nothing to do with one another. What they do with the 4th of July, et cetera, that's corporate advertising, and they get a tax break for that, and it has nothing to do with how they operate their business and affect the taxpayers who live around that business. And let's see here.
Okay, Judy, could you wrap it up? Because we'd like to get
the other one more thing is that silica is found in almost every dirt and whatnot. You can go online and look this up. But it's found in almost every rock and whatnot on the planet. And it's incredibly unhealthy and dangerous. And even the smallest amount of airborne silica dust can create health hazards, from lung cancer, tuberculosis, COPD, renal disease, all kinds of cancers. And so I'm wondering if, and that's once that's picked up in the air, that blows, I mean, it just doesn't hang around the quarry area where people who live around the quarry suffer from it. That's blown all over the city. So I don't know if that air around the quarry has ever been tested for silicone levels to see how much, or silicone levels for how much is in that air. But I think that's a major thing. And if there is significant amounts of it in the air, it's extremely dangerous. And that would bring the quarry to a halt in 2 seconds. And I think that's something that, again, to put in the Oak Creek, Franklin Leather, that's an issue, because you have a trail going by that quarry where people are, they're running, they're biking, they bring their kids there to take them on, in strollers and whatnot past that quarry. And they could be inhaling all that dust. So I would think that would be a very important thing to have tested, and tested not just once, but on a regular basis, because you never know, when you'd have it and when you wouldn't.
Judy, I think that not only the committee would like to move on, but I think some of the residents are ready to move on, and you've probably had three times the amount of time.
I'd just like to say one more thing.
Please, just one more thing.
Okay, that when you are done with this thing, now that the mayor gave you all this ability to move forward on things, you should be able to list, as a committee, the accomplishments you did. And they shouldn't be that you reviewed something, or that you looked over something, or there should be concrete things that you can list for Franklin taxpayers that for a fact that there's no silicate in the air, or you've tested it and you know there's this. You know that the quarry will no longer, the quarry is being sanctioned and told that they can't do blasts over a certain intensity, that the boundaries are up all the way around the quarry. There are tangible accomplishments that this committee has.
Judy?
Completed.
We've got it. Okay, now you need to give the microphone to Jill, and she'll put it back up for you. Thank you. And now I gave you a lot of time,
I
appreciate your passion, and I appreciate you coming. But now I have to make some corrections to some of your statements, because I don't want the people in the audience being misled. One of the things I'd like to say is the mayor did not give this committee all the authority to move forward with a list of items. The committee is a recommending body. The mayor did not give us any authority to move forward with anything. And the other statement about the city attorney, Jesse Wasilowski, he did not write the Quarry PD document. He is the city attorney, so he is charged with making sure the PDD is followed, whether we like it or not. You also made the comment about the levels, and we should they should be held to state levels, or I can't remember what you said, but I wanted to point out that everyone in this room should know that the PDD has tighter standards than the state allows. So if we go and say, well, this PDD is just horrible, and let's go at the state levels, you would actually be going in the reverse direction.
What do you mean, let's go at the state level? I don't understand what you just said.
You talked something about going at the state level, but I'm going to finish. And then you said a comment about there was supposedly money in the budget for a new company to review the PDD and that, and the money in the budget is to pay for new surveying. It's not for any type of new company to review anything. And as far as the center line, you said once this is determined, the Common Council at the last meeting made a clear determination that they would be going from the center line of the road. Then you talked about how we're going to mark that so we always know where that point is. The center line of the road is going to be measured by the city engineer from the section line, and so they will always know the section line won't move. The section line is a GPS line that won't move, and they're going to mark the center line from that. I got an email from the city engineer that he said he was willing to do that for us. And then you made the comment about the 4th of July, and that being they're giving support for certain types of things, and I'm sure Payne and Dolan is a corporate citizen does make some donations, but that has nothing to do with us not wanting to take action. And you made the comment about them getting a tax break. I don't know where you would find out for sure that they get that information. So I just want to make sure that everyone, if you're going to speak, I want you to have all of your facts straight, because typically there is not this back and forth discussion. When you go to the council, the mayor lets the people come up to the microphone. He lets the people make their comments, and then they sit down. And so whether the comments at that microphone are made correctly or not, no one like me sitting here goes back and makes those corrections. And so the citizens go away thinking that some citizen came up there, made these points, and that they're accurate and correct.
That is not true. The mayor has accused me of not being truthful in my statements, and I have countered because I've told him that it's on tape down at the county courthouse. He can go and get the tape.
That's fine, Jim.
So I
don't want to go back and forth with you.
He has called citizens when he doesn't think they're being truthful. He has called them on it.
And I just called you out on several points, and I didn't say you weren't truthful.
I
said some of your facts weren't correct, and I wanted to make some additional statements to that. And again, I appreciate your passion very much. However, it is very important that the citizens and everyone gets extremely factual information to make decisions on. And that is my reason for making the comments. Is there any other citizens that would like to comment at this point?
I have to counter one other thing. Jesse, and I'm just saying this based on the rock. When people were fighting the rock, there were citizen attorneys who came and gave all kinds of information to Jesse was sitting there.
I'm sorry, Judy. That has
mayor,
nothing to do with this.
Committee. I'm making an analogy to the mayor and
Let's take a 3-minute recess, please.
I'm going to keep talking to the mayor and the planning commission, telling them that they needed to look into these different laws, that they hadn't thought this out. And he did nothing about it. They ignored all these attorneys. And
back at the meeting, and I am going to close the citizen comment period at this time. Alderman Barber.
I just have one other comment about the citizen comments that were made this evening.